When Ladysmith writer Ruby Smith Diaz woke up to a text message congratulating her, she was groggy and confused. Then she saw the image attached to the message and realized she was a Governor General's Literary Award finalist. "I woke right up," she said. Among Canada's oldest literary honors, the awards are administered and funded by the Canada Council for the Arts, a federal crown corporation. They recognize authors in both English and French whose work enriches the national conversation. Being nominated for her debut book, Searching for Seraphim, The Life and Legacy of Seraphim, Joe Fortes, is thrilling for Diaz, an Afro-Latina artist and poet who lives in Ladysmith. "It is also complicated. It's layered," Diaz said. "I think about how Black and Indigenous communities have been, and continue to be, impacted by settler colonialism and racism in the name of the Canadian state. Yet it's this very state recognizing me." That contradiction lies at the heart of Searching for Seraphim, a richly woven blend of biography, archival research and poetry exploring the life of Vancouver's first lifeguard. Seraphim, Joe Fortes was a Black Trinidadian whose heroism was celebrated even while his identity was marginalized. Born in 1863, Fortes arrived in Vancouver in 1885 and became the first lifeguard at English Bay, credited with saving the lives of more than 100 people, and teaching generations of children to swim. The name Joe Fortes is still scattered across Vancouver's West End. There is the Joe Fortes branch of the Vancouver Public Library, the upscale downtown restaurant Joe Fortes Seafood and Chop House, a memorial drinking fountain in his honor at Alexandra Park. He was also named Vancouver Citizen of the Century in 1986. Yet images of him are few or have long been obscured. In 2013, a Canadian stamp bearing his image was released, one of the few public depictions that clearly acknowledge Fortes as a Black man. Diaz refuses that kind of erasure for herself, insisting on naming the racism that continues to shape Canada today. "I, as an outspoken Afro-Latina, daughter of immigrants, am a finalist in the Governor General's Award for Nonfiction, in the same year that a white supremacist march paraded just west of my hometown of Amiskwachi, Edmonton," Diaz said. Diaz revisits the official history of Fortes through her present-day, racialized lens, engaging with stories about him and filling in the blanks through her own poetry and art. "It wasn't a conscious decision that I took, but rather something that came to me organically as I was researching Vancouver's history," Diaz said. "A lot of what I was reading about him I was experiencing viscerally, and it would remind me of things that I survived or witnessed growing up. As these emotions welled up in my body, I would just write. Sometimes it would come out in poetry, and other times it would come out in personal reflections. It just flowed, and I didn't try to stop it." That flow, merging lived experience and historical record, gives Searching for Seraphim its emotional force. "I think this is what allowed me to keep writing rather than becoming caught up in my anger or grief, and trying to remove it from my writing in an effort to create a traditional biography or history book," she said. Diaz hopes the book's attention will inspire readers to engage with Fortes's story, and with Black history in BC, in a more nuanced way. "I hope this spotlight helps people see Seraphim's story from more of a human-centered place, taking into account his flaws and contradictions as well as the white supremacist context which he survived," she said. "Seraphim Fortes wasn't just an emotionless superhero that was unaffected or unchanged by the way people treated him, and this is something that has historically been overlooked in the literary field and academic spaces." The winners of the Governor General's Literary Awards will be announced on November 6. Diaz said she will be working that day, but if her name is called, celebrations will understandably take over. "If I win," she said, "I'll definitely be rescheduling some clients and busting open the champagne." Whether she wins or not, Searching for Seraphim stands as both a reclamation and a reckoning, inviting readers to reconsider Fortes's story and the Black experience in Canada, past and present. In a time when Canada's literary establishment is still grappling with whose stories are told and remembered, Diaz's work stands as a bold, poetic contribution to that conversation. "I believe that if I was able to bring this reality into prominence through my work in a way that was able to speak directly to people's hearts and spark them to re-examine colonial narratives, then I have done my job as a writer." Cover photo for the Governor General Literary Award finalist book, Searching for Seraphim. by Ruby Smith Diaz. Courtesy of Arsenal Pulp Press. Ruby Smith Diaz is a finalist for Governor General's Literary Awards. Her book, Searching for Seraphim, stands as both a reclamation and a reckoning, inviting readers to reconsider Fortes's story and the Black experience in Canada, past and present. Photo courtesy of Arsenal Pulp Press.